Good morning, Success Academy, and welcome to our kickoff very first session in our 8-week, 16-session course. Welcome to Success Academy. This is your sales and success coach and friend, Tiffany Peterson. I'm so truly grateful that you're here. I don't know about you, but all weekend I've been feeling this like energy and this vibe and this building excitement for us to gather and get connected and to begin this journey together. There's a really special feel for what's happening, of course, in the world right now of this group gathering at this specific time, that you're saying, I am ready to grow. I'm ready to go deeper, nourish, get grounded, centered, and in growth mode for myself as a human and my own personal growth, and be more led by guidance of principles and truth, and being centered in that way, as well as intentional about adding value and growing specifically your business. So I'm just so looking forward to being with you here today. As we get started this morning, I am going to invite you to create a focused, intentional experience for yourself. Go ahead and log off social media, close off your email. You don't need those noises or distractions. If possible, grab your favorite beverage or some good water, if that's not your favorite beverage, your notebook, and then if you want to have your workbook pulled up with you. My designer has sent me this morning the workbook that now has page numbers. So you guys are the first to see this notebook. Previous to this, the course workbook hasn't been updated in years, right? We'll add content to it, and not that much has changed, but it's got a new design. But there are a few added sheets and new content as things have grown and expanded, as well as some additional pieces with what was already there. So that will be sent out to you after we complete today. I'm going to send you an assignment email. Also, we'll have the ability for you to create your own username and password in the membership site. Again, you own Success Academy for life once you're a student. So welcome to that as well. You can come back to these recordings over and over again. So you'll see, again, that email come out just a little bit after we complete today with some assignments, your workbook, and I am going to invite you to print that off. We'll talk about some of those housekeeping details in just a moment. But make a focused space for yourself. On week 3, we're going to do a deep dive into time management and productivity, the ability to focus, right? All of you probably have felt that or experiencing that already in your life, and maybe more so in the last few weeks or months, of the power of distractions versus the ability to get focused and how to navigate that. But one of the ways we help set ourselves up to win, and I'm convinced that 50% of thriving with the time management experience and conversation is that you manage or eliminate your distractions. So when you show up here, I'm going to invite you to do so in a way that you've eliminated those distractions, you've allowed yourself to drop in. I get that some of you might be listening on some days or some weeks where, you know, you're on the go or you're in the middle of something, and so I get that. But maybe you come back and listen to a recording where you can really savor and soak in this experience. Success Academy, my friends, we're in our 8th year of teaching this course, and this baby for me, I love it so very much. It's such a heart passion of mine. Is many years ago, a little late, I was experiencing or feeling this desire. I was doing a lot of private coaching, one-on-one coaching. And what would happen is that individuals, we got to a point, thankfully and gratefully and humbly, that my private coaching was booked out, right? And there was starting to gather this wait list for people to get into my calendar, which is a good challenge to have. But in some cases, the issue was either timing, they had to wait, or the issue was cost. Because private coaching is significantly more of an investment because of the one-on-one and the customization and so forth. And so I had this desire to say, I love to help empower individuals within their work, within their life, with true principles to help them thrive. Because I could see over and over again, if people would live the principles, they'd see breakthrough in themselves, in their self-confidence, in their sales, in their income. And I had this desire of, like, I want to help more people have access to these same skills and tools. And literally, I was with a friend at a lunch, and the tablecloth had paper over the top of it at this lunch spot we were having there together. And I grabbed a pen and started mapping out on the paper, literally, I still have this piece of paper, the beginnings of Success Academy, and becoming clear on the core 8 modules and key life lessons and the ways that we could package and support and put this out there in a way that was accessible to the masses. For those that still, though, are saying, yes, I'm ready to grow. Still need to be clear about that, right? I'm ready to grow, and I don't have to be perfect, but I'm going to be committed, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But Success Academy, for me, is such a love, and I am excited and thrilled for what's in store for you. Many people, you'll see, and for yourself, there's so many cool results that come. You'll see some of you will double or triple your sales in the next 60 to 90 days. Some of you will rank advance in your direct sales company. Some of you will launch a company or complete a book or a website you've been thinking about. Some of you might lose weight or get in better shape or better health or restore or attract relationships into your life. All of you at some level, if you'll work the principles, will see an increased sense of self-love and self-confidence, which to me, truthfully, my favorite testimonial to ever receive is when people say some rendition of, I like myself more than I ever have, or I'm more comfortable in my own skin, or I have my own back in a richer, deeper way. And the power of all of those things, I'm so, so excited to see these changes take place for you. So welcome. I'm so thrilled that you're here. Let's cover just a few things of housekeeping, and then I want you to open up to the page. You can just see it again within your workbook that's titled Guidelines for Optimal Growth. We're going to talk about that for a moment. I'm going to cover just a few little housekeeping things to make sure you've got those things, you're set up and ready to go. The first thing is this workbook. It is coming out to you. It's gorgeous. It's rich. It's 55 pages of just beautiful, rich content of both personal growth, productivity, branding, sales, marketing. We may not cover every page in detail, but I still want you to have access to all of it. So this workbook that, again, you've got in front of you, awesome. But the one with page numbers, which is coming today, I already have it. She's already sent it to me, that I'm going to send to you after we wrap this call. And what I'm going to ask that you do is print it off. I definitely want it. Mine is currently in a three-ring binder, right? And you can print it on three-hole punch paper at a copy shop or print it off yourself and three-hole punch it, put it in a three-ring binder, or send it to your local copy shop and have it printed into a spiral-bound notebook, whichever way that you prefer. But you will want a tangible, physical copy of this workbook in your hands. So that's one little housekeeping item to have in your experience. I'm going to invite you to print off 8 pages of page 55, which is a weekly tracker that you can use every single week as you track the progress of some of the key principles that you'll be learning about and implementing. So technically, you're going to print 60 pages because page 55 will have 5 pages. Secondly, is you should have a copy of the book, The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. It's one of my favorite courses or books or content to teach from. I'm a master certified coach within his material. He's a dear friend of mine. He was a mentor for me and still is. And then he became actually a client of mine where I've done sales training and coaching throughout his entire company. And we're just great friends at this point as well. But his content, I really love the Success Principles because it puts in one place a lot of these key principles that we are wanting to implement and wanting to create from habits. So you'll want that. I'm also going to invite you to get a copy of the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. That's not mandatory, but strongly, strongly, strongly encouraged. I'm going to treat you like a private coaching client. If you're one of my private clients, that would be a must read in us working together. Because what happens for all of us at some level is we become more aware is that I'm going to be conditioning you to receive more success. I mean, if we just pull back the curtain and say, what's happening in all this cool training is I'm conditioning you, like a fitness coach or a running coach would condition you to run that marathon and be successful at that, I'm conditioning you to be more in alignment to attract success and to be in alignment to increase your sales from a mindset and skill set perspective. Well, naturally, when we're on the path of change, have you noticed this? When you're on the path of change, even when it's positive change, we can sometimes still run into bumps in the road, or we might what we call self-sabotage, right? We unplug our own lamp. Things start to get real bright, then things are growing and changing, and the human being does not necessarily subconsciously and from a primal level does not love uncertainty. So that's why some of the things of what's up right now within a global consciousness is there's uncertainty. And how we manage our uncertainty has everything to do with our level of happiness, contentment, and success. Now, uncertainty is always present. There are sometimes things in our life or something like what we're experiencing right now that really puts it in the forefront for us. But the human brain loves certainty, even if certainty is struggle, right? So maybe you've been paycheck to paycheck for years, or struggles with disorganization, or even playing small with your life or business, right? Or hiding or struggling with different things within your health habits, whatever it might be. And there's no shame on that. It's just awareness that, hey, sometimes what's at play is that uncertainty. So the big leap helps us become conscious of the ways you might be unplugging your own lamp. He identifies four ways that we tend to self-sabotage, and we're not sometimes even conscious of it. I love, love, love that material, so I invite you to get that as well. You'll also want a notebook, whether it's a journal or a little notebook from Walmart or Target, that you dedicate to the Success Academy course. Now, of course, you own the workbook, and you can print that. I want you to print it, and you can write all over it. But we're going to go rich and deep, and there might be certain assignments week in and week out that you want that notebook to take active notes in too. So kind of two at the same time, your Success Academy workbook and your own personal journal or notebook for those assignments. Okay, let's talk about these guidelines for optimal growth, how to maximize this program if you want to go to that sheet in your workbook if you haven't done that already. Let's talk about these seven key things briefly. And then we're going to switch into talking about today or this week's focus, what I call the confidence creator, right? Or the power of being centered in those self-confidence, self-love building activities that really help you have more of that energy. Self-confidence is everything. It's like fingerprints all over everything in your life. And it influences directly what you're creating, attracting, repelling, and how we start to shift that so you have a different outcome or different external experiences taking place. The guidelines for optimal growth, number one is I'm going to ask that you make a conscious decision to say, I choose to be open. I choose to be open and teachable to new ideas, concepts, and learning. But I ask that you make that as a conscious choice. Number two, I ask that you play full out, right? You make a decision to say, I'm all in. I'm going to play full out. I'm not asking you to play perfectly, and we're going to talk about that in a moment under the core coaching philosophy, but I am going to ask that you play in a committed way, that you're saying, I'm going to play full out. I'm going to be open. I'm going to be teachable. Now, you're still your own human, and some of you will go through Success Academy, and you have a large buffet of support, a lot of content, a lot of resources, and some of you are going to feast from this table and take it all in. Some of you are going to sample from it. And many of you somewhere in between, and that's totally up to you. But I invite you that you choosing to say, I'm going to be open and teachable, and I'm going to play full out. I'm going to be committed. I'm going to work on that. And sometimes you might have to recommit. We might get to week four and be like, oh, wow, I've been distracted, or this thing came up, or I've been, you know, really doing well. Some of my clients, a client that just completed in March, my January group, she was rank advancing in a direct sales company, and her sales were just, she started and she's like, I've been stuck in the same place for a year. She starts into weeks 1, 2, 3, and 4. And by the time we hit week 4 or 5, her business was so on fire from living what she was learning here. And she rank advanced to her next rank in her company called Diamond within her particular group that she was like, hey, I kind of got distracted to finish the last few lessons because my business was so on fire. Now, of course, you get to choose whatever you choose to do with this, but the reality is that if you show up, do the work, you are going to see a return to your investment. You are going to see growth, increase, skill, tools, energy, right? So it's just, but it requires you. I'm going to show up and I'm going to play full out, but I'm asking you to get in that commitment with yourself first and with me secondly as your coach. Number three, I ask that you attend all the calls, if at all possible, live. And go ahead and put them all in your calendar. We meet Mondays and Wednesdays at the same time on the same number. The webcast link will change with each call, and you'll be sent that every morning prior to the call. So if you're choosing to join in on webcast, that is just fine. You're welcome to do that. But I am going to ask that you attend them all live. We have one adjustment, which is the end of May. On Monday, it's Monday, May, Memorial Day here in the United States, May 25th. And so we will be bumping that to the Tuesday, the 26th date that we'll be meeting for that particular. That's the only noted adjustment, though, in your calendar is to move that. So choose to schedule it in and to prioritize it and to schedule around it. Now I get that 1 week you might be traveling or you might have something going on with one of your children or something in that way. I totally get that. Or maybe your work schedule like gets really intense and you're not able to be here live. That's just fine. I'm just asking that either you're here live or you commit to listen to the recording within 24 hours. The recordings are up within 1 to 2 hours in the member site from the live call. And so you'll have that accessed pretty quickly. Number four, I'm asking that you complete your homework assignments. Number five, that you dedicate time daily, about 15 to 20 minutes to your success habits. You'll need overall about 3 hours a week to be engaged with the assignments, right? Some reading assignments, maybe creating a vision board, working on your branding statement. But your 15 to 20 minutes a day, we're going to talk about a morning ritual. We're going to talk about mirror work. We're going to talk about, joy listing. But that you're aware to say, okay, I'm going to need a little time, not a lot. And it's not busy work. It's all towards helping you do habits that give back. Does that make sense? Some habits rob us of our time or energy, don't they? They're depletion-type habits. Once we've used the time, gone. Some of our habits, like reading, studying, learning a new skill, investing in our mindset, exercise, working on creative projects or creative content, those are give-back habits. And so, yes, we're going to spend time in them, but they have a give-back to us. Number six, this is a biggie. Would you star this one, highlight it, maybe put glitter around it or some stickers, if you choose to, of course. But number six is I'm asking you to intentionally, goes along a little bit with number one and with the big leap as I was sharing with you, is the choice to say, I am willing to expand my comfort zone to achieve better results. Everything you want is just outside your comfort zone. That's worth writing down in your notes. Everything you want, or I'd put it in your own link, for yourself, everything I want is just outside my comfort zone. And the willingness to expand your comfort zone. Here on my desk, I have one photo of myself on a really big stage, and I was speaking for Dave Ramsey's group in Dallas, Texas, and it's me in front of a slide that's in my deck on a massive screen behind me. And the question is this, and I want you to write this question down as well. And the question says, am I willing to be uncomfortable to have the results that I want? Am I willing to be uncomfortable to have the results that I want? But see, oftentimes, that's a big, juicy question. And more importantly than the question is your answer to it. Because I've been coaching now for many, many, many years. And I would say one of the biggest influences to someone's success, if not the biggest influence, is how do you handle your discomfort when it comes up for you? How do you handle your discomfort in a relationship, in yourself, in life? And again, sometimes you might handle it like a champ. And sometimes you might not, and that's okay. But part of you growing to your next level is going to be outside your comfort zone a bit. We're going to stretch that. You didn't hire me to get the same exact results. You didn't join this program so you could be in the exact same place 2 months from now. You're here to grow. And growth and comfort don't always hang out together. Now, it will be exciting, trust me. It'll be exciting, and you'll feel more vivacious and alive and even that peace. And a lot of times you're going to feel peace and calm and just this, man, I'm in the right place doing the right things. But there will be moments where you're like, I'm feeling outside my comfort zone. That's part of growth. And so, again, as my observation is, how do you handle your discomfort? Because a lot of times when we feel uncomfortable, we feel a form of fear. The most common response without consciousness to fear is to run, to hide, fight or flight. I'm going to withdraw, pull back, sit down. I'm going to I'm going to wait, right? Fear has the same message every single time, right? And it's some kind of like, pause, wait. Now I want you to get curious about your fear, and I call friend your fear, right? Sit and have tea with it, ask it, what are you here to teach me? But discomfort or being outside your comfort zone is part of growth. So that's number six. So I like to elaborate on that just a little bit is that, man, that's rich. And you just sitting in to like, yeah, I am willing to stretch. I am willing to grow. Because it's also exciting. It's exhilarating. It's liberating. And it's normal to feel both the nerves too. They go hand in hand. Finally, number seven, one of the ways you maximize this program, optimal growth, is that you utilize an accountability partnership in the program for support. We have an intimate group participating with this particular Success Academy, right? And I'm thrilled for that. We're going to go rich and we're going to go deep. But I want, if it speaks to you, you don't have to do this, but I invite you to say yes to having an accountability partner. And you two can support one another. You can meet on Zoom. You can text one another once or a day or a couple times a week or check in once a week or get on a phone call. But I'm going to invite you to say yes to that. How you say yes to that is you email Heather, heather@tiffanyspeaks.com. She's your go-to for any course question. You have questions about how to log into membership? Awesome. You have questions about the recording? Awesome. You want to let her know, yes, I want an accountability partner? I'm going to ask that you do that in the next 48 hours. Is email her and just say, hey, Heather at Tiffany Speaks, yes, I'd like an accountability partner. And at random, she'll partner you up with another participant in our program. Now, I've seen people out of accountability partnerships become best friends. I've seen people become each other's client, and they buy from each other and support each other. I've also seen people not show up for each other. Do you see all the things? But make a choice, and there's a little recording that went out in your email this morning, about 20-minute audio that talks about, gives you a couple of guidelines of how to set up a great accountability partnership, right? I have them in my life, mastermind groups, coaches, myself, but people that help support you. As my good friend Kit Kent says, accountability, not ability, determines your results. So having someone where you check in on, yes, I'm doing my morning ritual. Yes, I created this project. Yes, I made my sales contacts, right? Someone one-on-one within our larger sphere of support that you're getting that personalized touch with, and you're showing up also for them. I think that's powerful. Now, I do think it's good to have some good guidelines up front with each other, which, again, is in the audio, where maybe you decide to get on a call in the next week and spend, you know, 30 to 60 minutes getting to know each other and, you know, understanding each other's needs and goals, what you're working on, a little bit about your life, and then to help manage it so it doesn't become an extensive thing. Maybe you, again, check in on text once a day, or you check it at the end of the week, or you have a once-a-week call that's maybe 30 minutes now, and you check in 15 minutes each of where you're at and how you're doing on things. If you feel confident that you're saying yes when you print off that workbook, I want you to sign and date that to say, okay, I absolutely am committed, not perfect, but committed to living these principles. Let's go on to the next sheet, which is talking about, you've heard me already reference some of these things, but I want to make sure they're highlighted. This sheet alone will help you, if you live it, have some significant shift. At the top there, it says the core coaching philosophy. And there's three core coaching philosophies that I embody and that I share with all coaching clients, private or group, as part of our working together in my expectation for you, as well as set you up to thrive and to set you up to win. That first core philosophy, super passionate about it, it says this: perfect, no. Committed, yes. I'm not asking of you as my coaching client to be perfect. And I would say this is a great mantra for all relationships. It's not about perfect relationships. No one's perfect. We all have our quirks. We all have our strengths and strong suits, and we also have our weaknesses. We all have well-developed parts of ourselves and underdeveloped parts of ourselves. But what matters for growth and what matters for success, which is why you're here, Success Academy, is that you're committed, right? Think about that. It's not about perfect, but it is about commitment and being in a committed relationship with yourself, a committed relationship with your goals, and a committed relationship with this course to help you achieve both of those two things, is to be your best version of you, work in progress, but you know, progressing is the point, and helping you achieve the goals that you want. Number two is that we shift from perfectionism into a progress mindset, and that we live by certain practices as our measurement of success. When you're progressing, you're happy. Tony Robbins says that. Progress equals happiness. Also worth writing down. Have you noticed that? When you're progressing, don't you feel great? The last 2 weeks, me and my team, we have been all in. Right? Getting ready for launching Success Academy. We also have Mindset Makeover launching tomorrow, which you all have a free access participation to be part of that. We'll share that with you in just a moment. We'll make sure we'll have Heather tag you to the group so you get those emails. Make sure you join the Facebook group. But the point is we've been in it. I've been creating a lot of content. I have 2 podcasts go live, a lot of social content, right? Worked on and created a whole new workbook for you all because it's like, gosh, we got to upgrade. It's 2020. This workbook, man, we need an up level. But I've been in it. And you know what? Even though I put in some really long days last week and even worked, you know, half the day on Saturday, I felt alive and invigorated because I was progressing. I was in creativity. You know what I'm talking about? So it's like being in the journey. And so more than a cute Hallmark card, if it's about the journey, not the destination, well, that's true love. So it's choosing in to say the most important goal is I progress. That's what matters, not about perfect. And next week when we do a deep dive into vision and goals, you know, it's interesting as humans, without vision, we simply repeat the past because we're just repeating on autopilot. Groundhog Day, what's familiar? We're going to do a deep dive on that next week, vision and goals. And we're going to talk about measuring effort versus outcome, and it's a game changer to goals. And we'll go deep on that. But that's habit number 2, or core philosophy, I should say, number 2, is that you choose in to say, I'm progressing. I'm going to break up with and heal and let go of perfectionism. Any recovering perfectionists in the house? Like myself, I'm raising my own hand, by the way, here in my office, even though no one can see me. But the reality is that it isn't about perfectionism anymore. And even though we live in a world and there's all kinds of, you know, Photoshop and perfected images and so forth, and don't get me wrong, I love beauty and I love art, but I also love real. And I know that progress is real. And that's how you also get yourself out of all the loops you get lost in, with guilt, with shame, with getting hard on yourself, is because you make it about perfectionism versus progress. So that's a massive mindset shift. And finally, number 3 is I'm asking you to make a very conscious decision for yourself and others to observe, not judge. Because as we work together, I'm going to ask that we're going to shine some lights on things. We're going to look at some things. You're going to see maybe some patterns or past ways of doing things. And rather being afraid of that or get into judgment of yourself is we're going to observe it. Not judge. Get curious about it. Because that observation can lead to awareness. And with awareness, a new decision can be made. Judgment is like putting glue all over the thing you exactly don't want. And you get stuck there. I love, there's a quote by Wayne Dyer where he says this. He says, you don't remedy anything by condemning it. And you know that to be true? Is anytime you're in condemnation of yourself or someone else, it's like keeping yourself stuck, like cement, versus saying, no, okay, I'm going to be more kind and compassionate to myself. I'm going to get curious. I'm going to observe this so then that awareness I can make new decisions versus being in the judgment of. Those are the 3 core coaching philosophies that I love to just have clear and up front with you as we work together. Oh, gosh, I'm so thrilled we're doing this together. Can I just say that? Like, I've been chomping at the bit. I'm like, let's move. I'm ready. Let's go. Like, I want support. So I'm just glad that we're here. All right, let's go on to the next sheet. At the top of that, it says the confidence survey. I just want you to take a quick inventory as we begin this course. 3 areas of confidence I want you to weigh in on for yourself. And I want you to use the example of a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being high or solid, 1 being low or challenged, where you would rate yourself. And again, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just taking the gut check inventory. But number 1, your overall sense of self-esteem. Where would you rate that for yourself? Your overall sense of self-esteem, 1 to 10. Number 2, your confidence in the product or service that you represent. Now, some of you might work full-time and have a side hustle. Totally fine. Some of you might be full-time and self-employed. Some of you might be working with a corporation, a nonprofit, for-profit. You might have a side hustle, and you might have one of each. You might say, my side hustle is a product-based business, but I want it to be more full-time. I want to grow it. That's why I'm here, to increase the success of that. Or the service, right? You might be service-based. And if you have more than one, if you want to rate them individually, I think that's a wise thing to do. that your confidence in the product or service that you represent. And finally, number three, your confidence level currently with sales or selling. Scale of 1 to 10. Again, 10 high, 1 being low. And I just have to do that in the very beginning. So as we go through this, you can kind of see a measurement with that. Say, huh, where am I at with that? Where am I going with it? Okay, next page should say at the top, high performance. And I love the quote there by Tony Robbins that success leaves clues. And when we study certain patterns or habits or people about what is it they have when high performers or high achievers, what are some of their habits? What are some of the things that they're doing? And while there's lots of things or lots of influences to someone's achievement or performance or success, there's really three key ones here that I want to dive deep on for just a moment and touch to, right, that are listed here on that sheet as well in your workbook. Number one, they have unusual clarity, crystal clear clarity about their purpose, mission, vision, and goals. Clarity equals power. And write that down. Now, some of you might say, well, Tiff, actually, I don't feel so clear. Maybe that's a big part of why you're here is you're saying, I want to be more clear. What's my life purpose? What's my mission? My visions and setting effective goals. Awesome. Just take a deep breath and go, oh, I'm in the right place. Next week, we do an entire session. We go entirely deep on one full module and session on vision and goals. In the interim, if you want some goal training support immediately, I have several things on my podcast, YouTube channel, or on my website. I have a goal setting, goal achievement program on my site for free you can download called the 7 Strategies for Successful Goal Achievement. So if you're saying, I want to go there right now, by all means, use that as an additional resource this week. But again, high performance or high achievers is clarity. When you're clear and you say, hey, this is the purpose, this is the goal, this is the vision, you are a force to be reckoned with, right? And so again, part of for all of you at some level, some of you a major influence, some of you minor fine-tuning, we're going to work on your clarity for yourself. When someone has a clear mind, they can take immediate action. And whether you want to quote the Holy Bible or the Quran or the Tao Te Ching, to Tony Robbins, to Marie Forleo, to Gabby Bernstein, to Jack Canfield, to Tiff Peterson, wherever you want to go, the reality is this universal principle is true. There is great power in clarity and having those clear goals. And again, I'm so, so excited for session two with you. All right, number two, high performance. They develop powerful success habits, or in other words, disciplines of success. Success habits like a morning ritual we're going to talk about this morning, or the habit of certain things of scheduling, time management, or follow-up or follow-through. We're going to talk about some of those habits that set you up to win. We're habit-based creatures. I read earlier a great book, Atomic Habits, earlier this year. Loved it, by James Clear. Years past, I read the book The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, also great. But we already know this without having to go read the books. We are creatures of habit. And if you want to write down for me in your notes here, habits equal results. Very simple, you know, performance formula. And so when we think about what results do I want, kind of a way of begin with the end in mind, what's the result I want? And we start asking, what habits do I need to have in place to have that result? And finally, number three, high achievers or high performance take 100% responsibility for their results, and they're very action-oriented. Now, there's technically a twofer here on number three. We're talking about technically two different principles. I just think they go so well together. But being someone who says, I'm responsible for the life that I'm creating, I'm responsible for the quality of my life. Yes, there are influences to all of our lives, economies, weather, other people, for sure. But we choose as the internal creators and co-creators of our lives, and what we're creating and focused on, is we have so much more freedom when we take responsibility. Isn't that interesting? Because you have more freedom with responsibility than when we're living in victim mindset, or we're living in wait and see, or reactivity, waiting for someone or something else to change before you change. That's why I want to acknowledge each of you that are here. Because right now we're dealing with something on a world level where there's a lot of stuff that's up, but you're still saying, I'm the master of my fate. I'm still a powerful influence and the key influence to my life and my habits and my family and my results. And I'm going to choose to grow me. I think this is the time to double down on our growth, not hide from it. And you obviously think the same thing, or you wouldn't be here. So I'm just glad. I mean, it's like I just knew. I'm like, the people that are going to be in this course, man, these are movers and shakers. These are light bringers to the planet. These people are doing some rich things. Thrilled about that. And the other piece to that being action-oriented. I remember years ago, Jack would say this thought. He'd say, the universe doesn't pay you for what you know. It pays you for what you do, the doing, the follow-through, the action-taking. So just being conscious of that. Let's go on to the next page. At the top, it says we're responsible for three things. And you can see this powerful, most powerful, potent life formula, which if you haven't yet read, if you just joined Success Academy over the weekend or haven't yet gotten your book, The Success Principles, you'll read it there in the introduction and then habit, or excuse me, principle one of take 100% responsibility for your life, this potent life formula of event plus response equals outcome. Sometimes we refer to it as E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. Well, the power in that formula and the power in your life and in mine and every human's life is how we choose to respond. There are different events. How am I going to choose to respond? They directly shape the outcome, right? So in thinking about your life, different events, getting married or getting divorced, getting promoted, getting fired, going back to school, right? Dealing with this thing or that thing or other people or this response, you know, this event. It's how we choose to respond directly shapes the outcome. I love principle number one. You're going to love that if you haven't read that yet this week. But there's three things he points out in principle one that I just want to make sure get highlighted. We're not responsible for the whole world. If any of you feel like you are just carrying the weight of being the general manager of the whole universe, we can set that aside. And come back to, there's three things we're responsible for. Number one, the thoughts we think. Your thoughts are powerful seeds, but they only become truly powerful when we water them and nourish them. So to intentionally plant thoughts, otherwise sometimes called affirmations, that you want to see nourish, and be mindful of the thoughts, the negative ones that we want to weed out, right? But the thoughts we think. Number two, the images we see. The mind is like a little mini movie. And it sees in pictures, right? Like right now, I want you to see a bright, beautiful, juicy lemon. And now I want you to see in your mind's eye, you're in your kitchen and on your cute cutting board or plate, you cut that lemon in half and you bite into it. Now, some of you, if you're really visualizing that, it didn't really get you into that state, but some of you, without even getting you into the state, felt your mouth water because your body's responding to the images that it sees. But if you, whether right now I say, see, I want you to see a beautiful purple lilac, right, which I can see outside my office window, or your dream car, or beautiful light, puffy, billowy clouds in the blue sky. You see what I'm saying? Instantly, your mind's going to an image. Now, when I said dream car, that went to whatever that might be for you and the differences. But you see, your mind sees in images regularly. Next week, when we talk about visualization and vision, we'll talk about using some powerful tools in your toolbox to help you activate that. And finally, number three, as we've already highlighted, the actions that we take, right? That includes the words that we say or sometimes don't say, right? The actions we take, don't take, things we say, don't say, as a form of an action as well. So let's talk about this, my loves, as we navigate and talk about and going deeper and we're laying some of this groundwork, talking about one of the most influential success components to your life, to your health, your wellness, your happiness, and yes, your sales, has everything to do with your sense of self-confidence, your sense of inner contentment, and that inner game or that inner relationship with you. Now, one thing I'd just love to clarify is the difference between self-worth and self-confidence. It's my belief that every one of you are worthy. I own that's my belief, that your self-worth is eternal. Just the fact you exist, the fact that you can hear my voice right now, you are worthy and deserving. Now, you don't always feel worthy and deserving, and many times very much opposite of that, because your feelings ebb and flow. One of my mentors along the path said this, feelings aren't facts. They're feedback. Just because you feel something doesn't mean it's true. Just because you feel insecure, unloved, unwanted, left out, not this, not enough here, not about, you know what I'm saying? The not enough syndrome everyone deals with at some level. But the reality of just saying you're worthy, you're loved, just who you are, you're enough. Your feelings ebb and flow. So self-worth, I think, is perfectly intact. Like if I held up a $100 bill right now and said, how much is this worth? You know, and regardless, maybe that we have different countries represented here, we would say, well, it's worth $100, right? Now, what if we leave it out in the rain? Still worth $100. Or we get some pink, you know, glitter on it. Or peanut butter and chocolate. I mean, you know, if you know, you know. But the reality is that you go, okay, it's still worth $100. Whether we frame it, bronze it, spill something on it, it still has the same worth. And so do we. The reality, though, our self-confidence, which has so much to do with the energy, and we want to, when we talk about this, we want to influence our energy for the positive. We want to build up those self-confidence muscles. Because the good news about self-confidence, my love, self-confidence is a choice and self-confidence is a habit. Remember what I just said, habits equal results. Is what if you could have greater self-confidence as a habit? That more often than not perfect, because that doesn't exist, but more often than not, you experience a sense of self-confidence where you felt more comfortable in your own skin, where you felt more on purpose. And when you entered a room or got online and sharing and being who you are, more people feel that vibe and they're like, I want what she's got. I want what he's about. Everything is energy. Make sure that is in your notes in big, bold letters, almost like I feel like there's a trumpet going off right now, you know, like a banner rolling out. Everything is energy. You are energy. I'm energy. We all have a vibe or an essence. On week 5, when we do a deep dive into your branding and get clarity about that, we're going to talk about your vibe, your essence, and how to be intentional about that. Because everything's energy. A big reason why you're here in this course is you felt something. Yes, it may have made sense. Some of you, we've been connected for years. Some of us, we just met recently, online or in person. But the reality is that there's something emotionally that you're like, yes, I feel heard, seen, or I feel this vibe, or I'm aware. I've seen what other people have done and achieved because they went through this course. I'm in. I'm ready to go. You see what I'm saying? That everything is directly connected to your sense of self-identity, self-worth, and ultimately self-confidence. And so we want to influence the thing. So just ask yourself intuitively right now, what helps me grow my self-confidence? When am I feeling more confident? You're your own best life coach. In my opinion, great coaches hold the space and ask great questions where you can tune into that. Now, I'm going to give you 3 habits we're going to start living together as an entire group within this incubation of these 8 weeks and help you establish and create some consistency. Not perfect, again, not about that, but we're going to establish some committed patterns and some consistency with progress of these practices to help support you with that. But does that make sense? And why I share that is because I don't know about you, but when I was much younger in life, growing up, as a spunky little kid, this little cute little redhead, I've been a redhead my whole life, like the real deal, right? And if you want to be red yourself and dye that color, go for it, right? I mean, I add a little love to mine occasionally as well, but the reality is this. I was this cute little redheaded, little cute little thing, little copper redheaded kiddo running around. And he hit junior high, and I became terribly insecure. Anyone else, right? Some of you may have loved junior high, and I hope that for you, but the majority of us, junior high was like, whoa, maybe even high school, right? But the reality of that for me, you know, I had some things at home. There was a lot of change. My mom was getting remarried. You're blending a step family, and that was a lot to navigate, plus being in junior high and puberty and braces and all the things. And you know what I'm saying? It just was a lot. And I call this sometimes my eighth grade self. My eighth grade self is highly insecure, highly concerned about, am I wearing the right thing? How does my hair look? Do I look okay? Am I included? Am I all right? Well, sometimes as a grown woman, my eighth grade self still shows up for me. the biggest lessons I've learned is rather than to condemn her or condemn him, is to love that person, right? To get gentle and kind about it. But the reality is when I share that with you, is that, my goodness, self-confidence isn't something you're born with. Some people, maybe, for sure. I'm not saying you'll definitely have different personalities and traits. The good news is success with self-confidence is a choice. You can choose. Right now, I want you to say, I choose to have a better relationship with me. I want you to put that in writing. I choose to have a better relationship with me. When you have a better relationship with you, you have a better relationship with others. When you're more confident, you're more attractive. And I don't mean attractive necessarily physically, although that can be too, and people have, quote, a glow. But the reality is you're more magnetic. Energy, right? Everything is energy, and coming back to that. So for you, whether it's your eighth grade self or your senior year in high school, and you can remember that, if you follow me on social media, I went to prom last weekend with my high school prom date. We just did it virtually this time. And so fun. Great guy. We've been great friends for all these years. And we redid prom, right? But maybe that's yourself. And I think about the girl, and I wore the same dress, you guys. Now, the dress is stretchy because I'm easily 20 LBs up from when that photo junior year in high school was taken, you know, that kind of thing. But the reality is so fun to see that. Again, that got shared on Facebook and Instagram if you want to see it, cute little memories of then and now. But whether for you, again, that's your eighth grade self, your high school self, you went through this thing, is choosing to say, I'm going to choose to become the best version of me. I'm going to be happier and healthier. I won't be perfect, but man, I'm going to work on it. And the natural byproduct of that. So let's talk about three specific habits we're going to start living together as part of your accountability to help establish you to create that result. Remember, we said habits equal result. Well, the result that I assume all of you would say yes to is, do you want more confidence? Yes. Do you want more energy? Yes. Do you want more influence on others? Yes. When we talk about, quote, closing sales, what about is the energy that you possess? Your energy and your vivaciousness and what you're bringing to the experience online and in person. Or to say, how many of you want more inner peace and contentment? Yes, I want to be more centered and grounded. Absolutely. I want to like myself more. I want to feel more purposeful. Awesome. You're in the right place. So let's move on to the next page in your workbook. At the top there, it says, my morning ritual. My morning ritual. Now, morning ritual, you've already heard of this habit, I'm assuming, either, of course, for me, if we've been connected for a while, because I talk about it pretty often on the regular. Or, of course, many authors teach this. I've heard it as first power hour, you know, more miracle morning, morning study. I call it a morning ritual, right? And that a morning ritual is, we know there's great power in that the way you start your day shapes your day. Absolutely. You all feel that, right? That the way you start your day directly bleeds into the rest of your day. And your focus, your energy, your mood, which then determines a whole lot. You see, as humans, we're such feeling-based creatures. We're such feeling-based creatures that a lot of times are we only following through when we, quote, feel like it. This morning it came to me as I was getting prepared in my backyard garden. And again, the lilacs are out and my snowball bush and little cute bird feeder. And I just was out there listening and reading and getting anchored, doing my own morning ritual type activities. And as I tuned in and I just literally said a prayer over all of you and just said, gosh, and help them and be with them and help me to help them. And, you know, literally I asked for a blessing on this group. It's being transparent with you. And as I just was being quiet and tuning in, I had this memory come up. And it's a memory from about a year and a half ago. A friend of mine invited me down to an event down in Phoenix, and there were several different thought leaders and speakers all gathered at the same event. And a legend named Les Brown. If you don't know Les Brown, write this in your notes. You might want to go watch a YouTube video of his. Incredible man. He's been a professional, incredible personal public speaker for 40-plus years, maybe 50 years at this point. He's African-American. He's really making a wave 40, 50 years ago, and just what he's creating for himself, but his energy is vivacious. But he got on this stage in Phoenix a year and a half ago, and so I've known him for years. I've always wanted to see him speak, and it was just a treat to be in his presence. And he said something from stage I haven't thought about for a while, but it dropped into my awareness today. So I'm assuming one of, if not all of you, need to hear this. And I needed the reminder too. And he said this from stage. He said, do what you know, not what you feel. Isn't that such a truth, Bond? Do what you know, not what you feel. Sometimes we only follow through when we feel like doing it. So I'm asking you, whether you feel it or not, I want you to do a morning ritual every day. The way you start your day shapes your day. Now, as your coach, I'm going to ask for at least a minimum of 10 minutes, what I call the sacred 10. Write that down, please. The sacred 10 is the first 10 minutes of your day. Now, I'm not saying you've got to do, this is why I don't call it a power hour, because that indicates a full hour. I call it morning ritual. Is the first 10 minutes of your day gets to be with you and your higher power or higher calling, where you get into prayer, meditation, reading, journaling, some yoga. If you have more time, awesome, but at least the first 10 minutes of your day begins with you in some kind of a nourishment type activity. So ask yourself, what nourishes me? Now, an ideal morning ritual, right, it's kind of a trifecta, includes spiritual, mindset, and physical, as you can see on your sheet there. Now, some of my coaching clients like to do the exact same thing day in and day out. That's fine. But some of my clients like to mix it up, and so there's space there to brainstorm a few under each category. So let's look at these categories briefly, but on your own, you can start to flesh this out. But the first category is spiritual, and whatever that means to you. But how do you feel connected spiritually? Let me give you a few examples. That might be prayer, meditation. That might be Bible study or scripture reading. That might be meditation, journaling, gratitude listing. I love to do gratitude. For me, it definitely falls under spiritual. It also influences positively my mindset. And I think when you're more grateful and happier, you tend to be physically influenced too. But those are some examples. Or anything else, you might say, for me, really going on a walk, or like me, being out in my garden, the way, and then I laid on the earth for a little bit, right? Where that to me, it was just like connecting and connecting and connecting to help me get grounded. What nourishes you? What connects you? What infuses you and your spirit? Number two is mindset. And I want you to write next to mindset, anything that stimulates possibility, that we're nourishing your mind. For me, often that's reading or listening to a personal development book. That could also be meditation, right? Or it could be visualization, like we'll talk about next week, or reviewing your goals. But I love, there's a couple of podcasts I just love, or listening to YouTube videos, right? Like I did one of those this morning, or reading from a book, which I do that a lot too. But something that stimulates your mind. And finally, number three, pretty obvious, is physical. Anything that invests or nourishes the physical body. Now, in the morning, first thing, that might just be doing a few stretches before you maybe even get out of bed, or as you do get out of bed, some yoga stretches, or it might be going for a run or a walk. One of my favorite morning rituals is to get up, get dressed, say a prayer, and then get out the door, and on my earbuds or headphones, right, in my back pocket, is that I'll start and I'll be moving my body on a walk. Like now as it's more beautiful and warm, like every season serves, but as it's now we're in late, you know, moving into later spring and then summer and fall, I love to get up and walk. And while I walk, I start with gratitude and I just start thanking and praising. And then I might listen to something inspiring, either music or personal development. Or I've even done a process you'll hear about next week called Life Vision, where I'm listening to my vision of goals going through my mind. And I'm doing all three. I'm moving my body when getting activated spiritually and connecting while I'm nourishing my mindset, right? So however much time you have, awesome. But I'm asking for at least the sacred 10. For me, my day doesn't always start with the physical. A lot of times my physical activity is the middle of the day break. I'll get up and get centered. I'll get grounded. And then I'll move into work and creation. And then I'll take a lunch break and go for a run, a walk, or a jog. And then I'll come back and then back into creation and work. But you do what's best for you. But I am asking, for me, I'm always, always back into spiritual and mental every day. So this is one of your new rituals. This is habit number one that I want you to live, and I want you to share with your accountability partner that you stay in, you know, accountability around, is that I want you to choose this. All of you already know that you feel better when you start your day with intention. You already know that. But I'm asking that you live it and live it consistently. Everything you want is on the other side of consistency. Truth bomb quote, so true, is you're after that. Now, some of you might say, Tiff, let's just talk 2 seconds about this. you use your phone for your alarm. Many of you do that, right? I do too. Now, my phone doesn't live in my bedroom at night. Absolutely not. I don't want those EMF waves matched with the distraction. I want to get my little tail out of bed and actually have to go turn off my alarm in the morning, right? So mine's outside in the hallway. Now, for me, I've just trained this habit so much that as my alarm goes off, I just turn it off and turn my phone face down. So I'm not tempted to look at the texts and the new data and the information. Now, some of my clients will turn their phone to airplane mode. Your emergency contacts can still get through in the night, even if you're on airplane mode. But you can switch it to airplane mode, and they use their phone still for their alarm, and they turn their alarm off, and they see no new data because they're on airplane mode. Then once they've done their morning ritual, then they switch off airplane mode, and their new data can come in. Now, also, James Clear suggests an Atomic Habits. Hey, friends, maybe it's time to buy an old-fashioned alarm clock. Cute Maria, that's also in this course, I was on her podcast last week, we were talking about this, is get on Amazon and order an old-fashioned alarm clock, right, if you choose to do that. Whatever you choose to do, it's to set yourself up to win. And if you start your day in and day out on your technology, you're going to set yourself up to fail. Because the minute you're on your technology, you're on the agenda of someone else. And while some days when you get in your text or you get in your email or you get in your Instagram feed, all of those things can be neutral places, but you just don't know that. And you might read a text or you might see a news article or you might see something that really triggers you or instills your anxiety and ramps you up. I'm asking as your coach, especially right now, you begin and end your day with some intentional nourishing type activities. So that's number one, it's your morning ritual. Starts tomorrow, right? Morning ritual. Now, if you're saying, I'm going to nourish myself today, I didn't really do that. Great. And when we wrap, you can do that. Maybe you go for a walk and listen to something positive or you listen back to this on your member site. Again, you'll have all that information in your inbox pretty quickly after we wrap. You see what I'm saying is that we're going to be more intentional in the way that we begin. Now, we're almost right at the hour. And because session one tends to go over just a little bit, I'm probably going to be here for 10 more minutes. If you stay with me live, awesome. If you need to wrap, I totally understand. Just come back and listen to the last 10 minutes in your member site on the recording, again, later today. But session one, because we do some housekeeping and getting established and set up, I'm not going to cut the content short. So I'm going to keep going and sharing habits two and three that we work on together. But again, why are we doing these habits? Because you want to raise your energy. You want to increase your self-confidence, which will increase directly your success. So habit number two is the mirror exercise, one of the most potent things you can do to influence your self-confidence and esteem. It's been directly influenced. Now, I learned this from Jack, and Jack, I'm not sure who he learned it from. I've also heard Louise Hay teach it, amazing woman, the author of the powerful and monumental book called You Can Heal Your Life. Lots of teachers teach this. It's really, really potent. Because it's a form of intimacy and connection and affirmation that you're giving yourself. See, every one of you craves, to some extent or another, a degree of more recognition, praise, affirmation, that you're good, that you're loved, that you're doing good things. I'm just asking you, I hope, yes, you're in great, thriving relationships, that all relationships are a work in progress, especially the long-term ones, right? Whether that's in a business or in a friendship or romantically. But I want you in a thriving relationship with yourself and that you give yourself the love and acknowledgement and the craving of that appreciation, that it be sometimes always, we're not careful, we're waiting for someone else to give or do for us. So number one, first part of the mirror exercise, well, I should say the first part of the mirror exercise is you're in front of a mirror. That's why it's called a mirror exercise. Right? Some people, and if you want to additionally write this down or recite these things in your mind, awesome. But at least once a day, if you choose to do it in the morning or the evening, the afternoon, if you choose to do it in the bathroom, some of my clients use the rearview mirror in their car, the visor, they pop it down and catch that eye contact. But there is a component about having the eye contact. See, eye contact's a form of intimacy. It's a I see you. Some of you, the way that you're connected to your partner, is you made literally eye contact across the room or on a bus or at a concert or something, and there was this connection with eye contact. And so the powerful way you create that connection. But number one, first part of a mirror exercise is you make that eye contact, you acknowledge your wins and victories of the day or of recent, right? Say of the last 24 hours. I often do mine in the evening, but there isn't like a set time. is that it matters that you do it. So acknowledge your wins and victories of the day. Like you might get in front of the mirror today or tonight. So I'm going to ask you to start this today. And you might say, I'm really proud of you for trying something new. And I'm proud of you for investing in Success Academy and investing in yourself and in your future. I'm proud of you for that healthy lunch you ate today. Or I'm proud of you when you lost your cool that you apologized. Or I'm proud of you for, you know, that great content you put out there. Or for cleaning up your office today. Or whatever it might be. But you acknowledge yourself for some of the wins and victories. Number two is you're going to verbalize some affirmations. An affirmation is simply a chosen belief, right? Affirmation is what we firm up in ourselves. So remember when I said earlier on in our session today, we talk about how our feelings ebb and flow. We don't always feel worthy. We don't always feel desirable. We don't always feel smart or talented or whatever it might be. Our feelings ebb and flow all the time. And especially when we're saying we're trying to strengthen that core and strengthen that sense of self and self-trust. Write that from your notes. Self-trust. We utilize these affirmations. Now, there's the core five that are here. I want you using these. If you want to add additional ones, awesome. Great. But number one is, I am enough. So, again, is your eye contact, eye to eye, I am enough. If you prefer to say you are enough, that's fine, too. You'll get the same effect and neural net wiring you're wanting to happen take place. But I am enough. Number two, I am worthy and deserving. Number three, I forgive you. And I will say on this one, if that feels too strong, you can say, I'm learning to forgive you. Now, can you see, like, wow, the palpableness of this? Number four is, I trust you. And also, if that feels too strong, you can modify to say, I'm learning to trust you. Now, here's the important thing about the mirror work. Really important distinction, and I've just touched on it, but make sure you hear it in this way, is you, even if you don't feel the things you're saying, I still want you to say them. You might say, Tiff, I don't really feel worthy and deserving. That's okay. Again, you're here to grow, and you're open to trying new things. You're going to affirm it. We're going to firm it up in you. I forgive you, or I'm learning to forgive you. I trust you. I'm learning to trust you. And finally, number five, juicy, juicy. I love this one. I allow myself to receive. Such sweet permission. Because, see, a lot of times we've learned how to give, but where we're struggling is in our receiving. And sometimes we're kinked in that receiving flow. And so it's giving ourselves permission, dropping into it. Those are the core five. I will put in our Facebook group, if you want, I have this as a graphic. Right, and on one side it teaches the merit size, the other one has the five core affirmations in pretty font. I will put that in the Facebook group so you can see that and have it if you want to put it on your phone or you want to download it and print it off. You're welcome to do it. If you want to write it on 3x5 cards, stick it on your bathroom mirror or your desktop, awesome. Those are the core five. And then if you want to add additional ones like I am lovable and loving, I am perfectly supported, all things are working together for my good. Life or universe has my back. I'm proud of you. You're smoking hot. You see what I'm saying? Like whatever affirmation loves you want to put in there that you want to firm up to believe and feel more of, feel free to create some of your own. I'm just asking you to do at least the core five. And then finally, point three, third part of a mirror exercise as you make that eye contact is you say eye to eye, I love you, right? Now you might even wink at yourself or I believe in you, I'm proud of you. Right, that you're just choosing to build a safer place with yourself. Imagine this. What if you could be the safest place you know? And that there's really this nourishing thing. Now, here's the thing about a mirror exercise. Some people, when they first do it, they feel kind of nervous or they might feel some awkwardness. Some people do it and they just love it. Some burst out into tears. Some feel nothing. There's no right or wrong to it. I just ask that you take what we call the 30-day challenge and that you begin today. And for 30 days in a row, you're going to do the mirror exercise. 30 days in a row in that mirror exercise you're going to do, right? And that you're going to practice that, and it just becomes familiar. Now, whether you love it or don't, or you love it, some of you are going to love this, and some of you might feel awkward about it. But however you feel, and some of you aren't going to feel anything about it. However you feel, again, we're not making it about feeling. We're doing what we know. And what we know is that affirming oneself or affirming others builds a sense of self-esteem. We're just choosing to put that in your hands. Now, the final and third habit we're going to begin this week and that we're going to start influencing for our self-confidence, our happiness, our energy is the creation and living of your own joy list. Now, I love, love, love to share this piece with you. So go on to the next page in your workbook, and you can see it's divided half and half. And ideally, I want you to come up or work towards creating 12 things that cost money and 12 things that do not. But that you start paying attention to what brings you joy. Right? Many, many years ago, when I worked with one of my very first life coaches, he asked me to do something similar. He said, I want you to create a happy list. I just call it a joy list. And guys, truthfully, when I first did it, I had like 4 things on the whole list. It was like, I like travel and shopping and flowers. And flowers, legit, were on my happy joy list, and they still are. I love, love, love fresh flowers. And I often buy them for myself, right? Sometimes people give them to me, and they show up at my home or, you know, gifted in that way. And whether someone else is giving them to me or not, I often buy my own. I was at the grocery store a couple of days ago, and there at Whole Foods, I got myself a little bouquet of white tulips that are just blooming beautifully in the living room, right? And they were maybe, I don't know, $8 or $9, that type of thing. Trader Joe's is great for flowers, love them. Costco, things like that. Or even your garden, like some of my lilacs will get clipped and come into my bedroom and into my home because I just love, for me, that brings me joy. Now, that might not be your thing. If it's your thing, you can put it on your joy list. But from small things to big things, the key lesson about that years ago with that coach is he invited me, he said, Tiff, and it was like a brand new concept to me. He said, I want you to give yourself flowers. And I was like, what? Like, I never thought of that before. I always waited for someone else to do that for me, you know? And a lot of times you'd wait a long time. And he's like, I want you to give yourself the happiness and the joy that you desire. And so from baking cookies to reading a book to gardening to hiking to golfing to travel to lunch, you know, to pottery, you name it, whatever some of your things are, what brings you joy? And sit with it. And if you only have 4 things to start, that's okay. This is a working document. I just give you the template to say, let's expand into thinking about it. And you might even have things on there like watching the sunrise or the sunset. Or playing with your grandkids, or you know what I'm saying, whatever it might be for you. It's just to be more an intentional creator. When I think about Success Academy and specifically this lesson, I love, love, love the word and the energy and the concept of the word or concept of intention, right? To be an intentional creator, to live more intentionally. And for all of you, you'd say, I want to be happier. Great, let's do that now. Let's not wait to say, well, when I graduate school, when I'm out of debt, when I'm married, when I'm divorced, when I have kids, when the kids are out of school, when I'm through this virus, when they're through this thing and that thing. And it's not to make light of some of the things you're ever facing or that we're facing or dealing with, but I want you to have more joy right now. You're having a life right now. Not a life that's on hold for when it's finally perfect or fixed or figured out. Now, we're going to work on it now. And the joy and the reality is one of the most potent things you can do for your sales success is that you invest in you. Some of you know I call that invest in the vessel. And that you have an energy economy. And we want to invest in that. But I want you feeling happier, healthier with you. And that you choose to live into those habits. So these are the first 3 habits that we start working on together and they begin today. And this week. So with the joy list specifically, to be accountable to is at least 1 hour a week. Now that's bare bones minimum. 1 hour a week invested in your joy list. And whether that's a massage or watching a favorite, you know, Netflix or movie, or if you're saying that for me, you know, it's getting my nails done or gardening, whatever it might be, at least 1 hour a week. Ideally, you do some kind of little joy every single day. Somewhere again, maybe 10, 15 minutes or more. But that I want you accountable to that, that you become, and accountability just puts our consciousness on it, right? That we're more likely to follow through because we're in an accountability situation. But welcome to the beginning of Success Academy and to making progress and to growth of yourself as a human and yes, a growth in your business. Remind yourself regularly it's not about perfection. It is about commitment and it's about progress and about these practices. So we begin with a morning ritual. I want you to start your day that way tomorrow. If you need to, put a post-it note on the top of your phone to remind yourself how you're going to start your day, right? Or maybe set your journal or your book or whatever you want next to your phone with that note that reminds you, right? Secondly, we begin today your 30-day exercise of doing the mirror work. Again, I'm going to post the little thing in our group. And number three is we start cultivating and then living into the joy list this week. So we start doing some things more intentionally, whether they cost money or don't cost money, that help accentuate your joy, that are filling your own cup, that are bringing you the love. I'm going to be sending additional resources to the Facebook group. I would love for you to show up there. If you've not yet introduced yourself, please do so, either on the post or your own separate post. Would love to see a hello from you and where you're from, your top two or three goals that you want from the program. I will be doing and sharing things there regularly in addition to our live training sessions in the Facebook group. I think most of you have joined it. There might be two or three of you that were looking for to join. So go ahead and you can find us there. The link's been sent out to you in your email, or you can find us at Success Academy Spring 2020. But you can find us there. So we'll be getting connected. Now, we'll be in a live coaching Q&A on Wednesday at the same time. You'll be back at the same number. Again, that morning we'll send you your new email with the new webcast link. And again, be watching your inbox for the next hour to 2 hours max, likely within the hour, you'll see in your inbox your recording and assignment email that will have access to setting up your membership site, access to the recording of today. It will have also for you the assignments. There'll be some reading and some activities to help you in the nourishing of these principles and preparing you for week two. Week two, as I've mentioned, we're doing a deep dive on vision and goals. It's creation at its finest, of getting into the creative properties and experience of that. You'll also see coming out to you today in that assignment email your workbook that has page numbers. So please get that printed this week. Get it into a three-ring binder or spiral-bound notebook, but you will want that in physical lifetime. And then, again, an additional notebook to take notes. There's plenty of places within it to take notes. I just feel like there's different assignments that you'll want to flush out that you'll want dedicated to Success Academy. If you'd like an accountability partner, you're going to let Heather know that today or tomorrow and email her, Heather at Tiffany Speaks, and she'll be getting that information to you this week. One other thing I'd like to try with this group I've never done before, if you're interested in this, is I'd like to gather on Zoom at least once, you know, maybe once in the beginning and throughout or once at the end, but so we can kind of see each other face-to-face, right, and get a feel for each other and just more of a connection, like bring your own tea or hot cocoa or coffee and we can get connected. So if you're interested in that, let me know. I think I'll put that also in the Facebook group, but I'd love to connect. And finally, you're all members or will be connected there. You already have a ticket to Mindset Makeover, which is a month-long 30-day challenge. You guys, this is perfect timing for you. I kind of feel like you're getting the max double experience because Mindset Makeover is going to go deep on mindset and nourishing your mind. And then we talk next week in that course on manifesting, which is perfectly aligned. I'm just realizing this in the moment, that we're doing vision and goals on Monday, and then Tuesday we're going to talk manifesting and Mindset Makeover. And we talk about marketing and the money mindset. Now, the thing we are doing about Mindset Makeover, I highly, highly encourage you to share this. Will you share this with if it's social media or your team or family or friends? It's open to anyone. People don't, if they're building a business, great. But if they're, you know, at home raising children or they're retired or they're corporate or they're profit, nonprofit, you name it, it's to any human that wants to nourish positivity. The thing that's unique about what we're doing this year, because of the circumstances we've been in, we've opened it up to a pay what you can opportunity. And so if you would invite at least one person, I'd be so grateful. Because of this, it's not a big money maker, and I'm okay with that, but it is the capacity to be a big blessing. As of this morning, we're around about 300 people who've opted in around the globe, right? So if you want to share that, the website link is mymindsetmakeover.com. So powerful, potent. Love for you to share that. That will also be kicking off tomorrow. So you can join me there as well. Hope that you're there. It's not live. You'll get the recordings, the workbook, and so forth. But you guys, this is kind of like you're getting the supercharged, extra super juicy charged session of Success Academy because we're doing them simultaneously. That rarely, rarely happens, just so you know. So looking forward to being your coach on this journey. I'm so thrilled and thankful that you're here. I'm so excited for what's in store for you. Again, you don't have to show up perfect. You just got to show up committed. And if you'll do that over and over again, it's a practice, right? Like any habit or any relationship we recommit to, it's a practice. But my promise you, if you will practice, be committed, I promise you, you're going to see some powerful, powerful shifts and change. So anyway, looking forward to staying connected. You know, we'll follow up an email. We'll follow up on Facebook in the group, and we'll be in touch real soon. Have a great rest of your Monday, everyone. Talk to you soon.